Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion. Today in the Concrete series, I wish to elucidate and elaborate on an issue that carries great importance. All of us at one time or another are victims of depression in our lives. All of us at one time or another have been victims of unfortunate events that completely destroy us from within. Many times after being through such an ordeal, we feel that we cannot possibly start life afresh. We feel that it would be truly impossible to feel happy again. Thus we go into a relentless streak of negativity and depression. And that is what we are about to conquer in today's episode. Life is a curious thing. At times it is so rewarding and endearing that your happiness knows no bounds. Conversely, at times it deals you with recurrent blows of misfortune that completely shatter your resolve. In these times, when faced with concurrent difficulties, it is indeed hard for any man to keep his smile. Chances are that running through the rat race of life, he will lose that smile forever. Worst of all, if he happens to suffer any setbacks on that race of life, he will not only lose his smile, but he will indeed lose all hope of a better future. That primarily is the reason as to why we go into depression. When we face unceasing setbacks in our life, we indeed start to lose all hope. We cannot see beyond the mountain of misery that looms large in our life. Complementing the storm that rages outside, our thoughts wreak havoc inside our own mind. We start thinking negatively in any given situation. All the negativity that is generated on account of those thoughts, it only adds further fuel to the fires that rage within. Subsequently, our depression deepens. We cry at the slightest of reasons, and for nights on end, we stay awake, silently contemplating the sheer worthlessness of our own miserable self. In a way, in that depressed state of mind, we start to love our misery, and we start to enjoy our grief. In a way, saying out loud that you have suffered much, it gives you a great sense of achievement. It gives a great sense of achievement to the human ego. I know that it sounds incredibly insensitive to say this, but to put it correctly, we ourselves are responsible for the recurrent bouts of depression that we encounter in life. So the first thing that we have to realize is that we have to be eager and willing to make a genuine effort to get out from that depression. On many levels, we start to love that depression and we start to love that miserable feeling that we have inside of us. And on some level, we feel that we never want to get out of that depression. One of the things that is primarily responsible for our depression is our memory. We always keep a memory of the bad things that happened to us. Take a simple trip down memory lane and try it, and you will realize that most of the times your memory is filled with grief and regret. You always remember your setbacks. No matter how far back in time they happen to you, you always remember them. You always remember those breakups that you had. You never remember the wonderful moments that you spent between those breakups. Thus, many times when we encounter a series of unfortunate events, we tend to correlate all of them. We tend to carry the grief that we get from every single misfortune that we encounter in life. We retain it on our backs like a load of grief that hampers our flight. Thus, when more and more grief is piled on our bent backs, at one point, our resolve simply breaks and we start circling the drain that leads to depression. So the one thing to realize is, do not keep in memory all the bad things that happened to you. Do not correlate them. Rise above the situations that happen in your life, situations that essentially lend you much grief and regret. Rise above them. And one day you will feel that you are truly free from all grief and depression. Another important point that we must realize is that we essentially tend to stay in a depressed state because we indeed are a bit self-centered. When I say the word self-centered, I mean that we tend to overvalue our grief and thus we tend to amplify the impact that it has on our psyche. Like I said before, our grief gives us a sense of achievement. It gives us a sense of belonging, and hence we continue to cradle it and love it much like a maniac. So another thing that you must implement is that whenever you feel depressed, know it in your heart. Know that there are people out there in the world who are fighting a hard battle as well. There are thousands of people who don't know if they will see the sun rising the next day. There are thousands who don't know when they would be getting their next full meal. There are people in this world who are in greater misery than yourself. Know that fact. Cognize it and realize its implications. Once you do so, you will indeed find that your life is indeed not that hard on you. You find that you have indeed got a good hand. Ultimately, the one thing that will truly set you free is hope and faith. When you have unshaken faith in the Lord, you will indeed find light in the darkest days of your life. You will find a great resource in the Almighty. You will find in Him a great friend who is at the same time a pillar of support. In the end, it is faith and the hope of a better tomorrow that will truly liberate you from the bonds of depression. Remember one thing. No matter what happens today, tomorrow there will always be a new sunrise. A new day filled with new opportunities and endless possibilities. No matter what happens, tomorrow will come. Take care.